This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last week, we spoke to the CEO of Avelo Airlines, who, despite it all, was confident that now is a good time to launch a brand new carrier. Among the factors, more gates available at no longer as crowded airports, and planes are easy to find. In fact, there's a stockpile of jetliners parked in various deserts. Here's Phil Latzman from station KJZZ in Phoenix.
Between Phoenix and Tucson along Interstate 10 is a long stretch of glistening aluminum. That's the Pinal Air Park, which is located in the middle of the Sonoran Desert. And what seems like a mirage of metal is actually row after row of commercial jets stored here because they aren't in use. Jim Petty is the airpark's director. He says before the pandemic, there were about 89 planes on site. But last year, that number jumped to over 400.
Most of it has to do with, unfortunately, the virus.
Petty says while travel, tourism, and airlines have struggled, his once small airport has thrived as the industry has had to cool its jets.
It really is a hard thing to say because it hurts. But yeah, it's helped out the airport quite a bit.
The cost of jet storage can range from a few $100s a month to the five figures if you include services and upkeep. And as it turns out, the desert Southwest makes for the perfect long-term parking lot.
With its low humidity, very arid conditions, it's very good for the aircraft as far as preserving the systems and protecting the metallic surfaces from corrosive environments.
David Quirio is president of Tucson-based Ascent Aviation Services. His company looks after all those grounded aircraft.
We do heavy maintenance, modifications, storage, paint, reclamation. It's been a very robust year with effects of COVID-19.
At the height of the pandemic, air travel was down as much as 90%. But Petty says that's beginning to change as many of the jets have started moving off the lots at his Pinal Air Park.
I think this is going to be a very good indicator of hopeful future need in the aviation industry for flights.
But when airlines are ready to move all those planes out of storage, they'll need people that know how to fly them. And Petty says now the industry is anticipating a possible shortage of pilots to get those jets airborne again. In Phoenix, I'm Phil Latzman for Marketplace.